It's not often that we get a two-for-one special on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, but that's what we got here today as we're joined online right now by Jeremy Nixon, the Minister of Seniors, Community, and Social Services for the Province of Alberta, and Peace River MLA Dan Williams is here as well. I guess, first of all, thank you to both of you gentlemen for joining us here today.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to start with Minister Nixon. I know you're kind of going through the region a little bit this week. What exactly has kind of brought you up here?
For sure. So just came up to meet with the Boreal Housing Board, as well as City Council, or Town Council, and a number of other stakeholders, more specifically to talk about affordable housing and some of the initiatives that are taking place here, and as well as some of the challenges. So recently announced, or we're announcing $3.5 million towards Boreal Housing to help with their building. And, you know, it's part of our larger commitment as a government to build up more affordable housing right across the province. So that's what's got me up here.
And I guess with that kind of the announcement you mentioned there, how big will this sort of be as kind of sort of the part of that plan you mentioned there?
So we've committed $55 million right before Christmas, and and we're looking to build housing in communities where, especially for seniors in communities where, you know, they built their lives, they raised their families. Really important for us to be able to build the housing and keep seniors close to their homes, and so that's what we're trying to do with this, making sure that our seniors can age with dignity.
Got to switch gears for a second and get Minister MLA Dan Williams in the middle of this. I guess with this kind of the work going on as part of this, how much of a boost will this provide to the area?
Well, this is huge for the kind of services that we're going to continue to receive in McKenzie County, town high level, town rainbow, and our First Nation and Métis partners in the region, because these services are provided for all Albertans. And the work that Minister Nixon does in being able to make sure that what is really the economic driving force of our province, the North, also gets the services needed for housing, for seniors, for community services and social services, really, really key. So this dollar amount that is highlighted, what Boreal Housing gets, over $3 million, it's really big. And I'll tell you, we just had a great meeting with the board of Boreal Housing. It's a good example of what collaboration can look like when ministers take the time to come and listen, to hear firsthand the kind of issues and challenges that we have here in our local communities in the North. So I'm very optimistic and I'm grateful that the ministers come and optimistic about the path forward.
And I know, Dan, you have certainly met with a number of kind of seniors housing groups in the area. What are kind of some things you heard of them about kind of some of the extra challenges that they sort of have to contend with up here?
Yeah, it's often challenge of space. I mean, we always have a difficult in recruiting health professionals, and that was really abundantly clear in our meeting today that we heard that again from Boreal Housing. But when I talk to average families, they want to make sure that their family members can live at home for as long as they can. They have the services they need at home. And when they do need to go in for higher levels of care, that it's there for them. These are individual seniors that have built their province and built their communities and paid their taxes and made this province great and made it so that we have the advantage that we have growing up and living and raising families in Alberta. So being able to pay them back when they need the province for them is really what's most important.
Now, getting back to Minister Nixon here for a second, I guess, with this kind of announcement for the area, when can, I guess, sort of seniors in the area sort of expect more of that housing to be available? Like, what's kind of sort of a timeline for this kind of project of sorts here?
Well, for Boreal Housing, I think the idea is as soon as possible. I think they're hit some snags in regards to their building, but with the funding available, we are currently working with them and with the Ministry of Health to try and push this forward as soon as possible. This is urgent, so we're hoping that we're going to be able to move forward within months, not days. Oh, sorry, McKenzie House. At McKenzie House there. Months, not years.
Yeah. Anyhow, and finally, whenever we have a guest join us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw out a little personal question, kind of show that these politicians are people too. I guess we are obviously very much in the middle of a winter time here in northern Alberta right now and everywhere else in the province for that matter. And I kind of want to know, what are some, I guess, kind of your go-to winter activities? We'll start with you, Minister Dixon. What's kind of your kind of go-to activities in the winter time?
You know, I'm a big fan of snowshoeing. I love to grab the kids and head out and trek through the snows. So that's one of my favorite things to do. Growing up as a kid, though, my favorite thing was ice hockey.
Definitely striking a chord with the people around here. And what about yourself, Dan? What's kind of your kind of big go-to winter activities at the moment?
Well, I can tell you Minister Nixon is going to get the motorized version of snowshoeing. And we're taking him for a true Northern Alberta experience and jumping on snowmobile. We're going to go out with one of the snowmobile clubs up here in the constituency and do a little tour of the area a little faster than you normally move on the snowshoes. So we're going to give him a real Northern Alberta rural experience. And we're excited to do that. I love snowmobiling. I don't own one myself, but when I get to go out with friends or family, that's very nice. I'm a big skier. I like to do backcountry skiing when I can get to the mountains, but there's always an outdoor rink, an ODR in every single community. So it's an easy one to get to. It's tons of fun. My little son, Benedict, is too young to skate, but he definitely jumps on my shoulders. And my wife's absolutely terrified as we go skating around the arena with no helmets on, but it's good fun.
Definitely sounds like all sorts of fun up there. We certainly let you guys get back to your work here, but thanks again to MLA Dan Williams and Minister Jerry Mendixon for joining us here today.
It was our pleasure. Thanks for having us.